You've done a lot of research in two general areas. One pertains to risk factors that are involved in developing congestive heart failure, and also in terms of how patients do long term. Let's start with the risk factor studies you've been doing. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. My focus in that area has particularly been in the atherosclerosis risk and community study, of which UNC is the coordinating center. This is a study that's been following residents in four different communities for over 30 years, including a site in North Carolina, Forsyth County. And we have seen various associations over the years. And these include, as we talked about before, hypertension. Even if you prevent a little bit of a drop in the systolic blood pressure, that will not only reduce your risk of coronary disease, but reduce the risk of heart failure, or the converse, you increase the blood pressure more, the higher the risk for heart failure. We've seen various other associations of, say, lung function and maybe even orthostatic hypotension, which has been curious. We certainly know socioeconomic factors, especially low socioeconomic status, is associated with worse risk for heart failure.
And how about outcome? How do you tell somebody you're going to do really well or maybe you're not going to do well? What are the determinants there?
We just recently looked at factors of medication adherence, and that certainly makes a big difference too. And so as much as people can adhere to medications and see their care providers in the medical setting, that will help them a lot.
You also have studied a very special population of patients who develop heart failure, and those are individuals who are pregnant. So you get, in some patients, heart failure associated with pregnancy. How does that happen?
It's a very difficult situation and unfortunately relatively rare. That condition is called peripartum cardiomyopathy.
And it's around, pregnancy.
That's right. Peripartum being around the time of pregnancy. And we define that fairly strictly to say if they have no other cause for heart failure, it occurs in the last trimester of pregnancy or up to 5 or 6 months after delivering. And again, it's a diagnosis of exclusion with the hope that there wasn't something else causing their heart failure. And oftentimes, it can be reversible with good medical therapy. And in some cases, it progresses very rapidly.
Does it result in early birth or otherwise altering the course of the pregnancy?
Sometimes it does if the mother is very symptomatic. And oftentimes it doesn't really affect the child so much unless there's an issue for requiring the child to be born earlier, but that's pretty uncommon.
What causes heart failure in an otherwise healthy young person?
Yeah, we don't really know. I think it's still to be determined, but there has been some research to suggest that maybe there is an abnormal form of a prolactin-related peptide in those who have this peripartum cardiomyopathy. And so it's still under investigation about how much we should pay attention to that potential pathophysiologic mechanism. But what we have observed otherwise is various clinical risk factors, such as a woman who is classically more multiparous or having had multiple pregnancies, maybe having more than one child or more multiple gestations. They often might be older and of African descent, and hypertension, either pre-existing or at the time of pregnancy.